322, showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free, that's free, consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used in. Call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Just give them.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
The Original Light Beer is bringing Chicagoans the Miller Lite You Make the Call sweepstakes. Next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., join the Bears Radio Street team at Angie's Pizza at 8352 South Pulaski in Chicago. Give us your best version of calling a Bears play, and you and your guest could win a once-in-a-lifetime chance to attend 2016 Bears training camp alongside Bears radio announcer Jeff Joniak. Head to Angie's Pizza in Chicago next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. When it's game time, it's Miller time.
Mets in the NLCS. No one can provide the epic level of coverage of this historic Chicago sports event like us. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs have named John Lester the Game 1 starter when the NCLS against the Mets starts on Saturday. Jake Arrieta will go in Game 2 on Sunday. Joe Maddon says he's completely confident in Lester as his Game 1 starter.
Every starting pitcher is going to have a bad moment or two. For the most part, his body of work has been fabulous this year, same as Jake. I know they feel the same way about their two guys, too. So, I mean, John Lester in a big game is always tasty. You know, you'll always take that. So I have no problem with any of that. I really expect well. I know he's very confident. Like I said, I think this little extra rest is going to help too.
Matt Harvey will face Lester in Game 1 at Citi Field in New York. Coverage of Game 1 starts at 6:30 on Saturday. First pitch set for 7:07. Addison Russell will not play in this series, but could return if the Cubs advance to the World Series. Game 2 will take place Sunday at the same time. Jake Arrieta will go in that one. Games 3 through 5 will be at Wrigley Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, all night games. Bears official injury report for Sunday's game against the Lions is out. Ego Ferguson, Terrence Mitchell, Shea McClellan, and Antrell Roll are all doubtful. Elshon Jeffrey, Martellus Bennett, Eddie Royal, Josh Bellamy, Jermon Bushrod, Patrick Omame, and Will Sutton all questionable. Bears and Lions kick off at noon on Sunday. The Blackhawks will try to bounce back from last night's 4-1 loss to the Capitals when they take on Columbus Saturday at home. That'll mark Brandon Saad's first visit to the UC since he was traded by the Hawks during the offseason. Kyle Komiski cleared waivers today. He was sent to Rockford. And both TMZ and People magazine are reporting that Lamar Odom's condition has not improved since he was rushed to the hospital, unresponsive on Wednesday. TMZ quotes a source saying that at this point, even if he does survive, Odom has almost no chance of living a normal life due to brain damage. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join 670 The Score and Dennis Gambino at Cricket Wireless in Aurora tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. Hang out with Dennis, win score swag, and check out what Cricket Wireless has to offer.
Yeah!
I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Julie DeCaro, and thank you for your interaction earlier and surviving as we just completely tore apart the end of one of your updates. 10:30? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It's chaos.
She had an interesting thing to say about a shortstop, what he was doing, actually. Not starting, but something else.
Sometimes we open our mouth and say things. Never know what might come out.
Verbal Viagra.
Sometimes we have phones that work, and sometimes we don't. Hub Arkish joined us earlier on in the show. Sahadev Sharma from BP Wrigleyville joined us.
You are a huge nerd.
Sahadev? That's true. Greg Gabriel.
So, that's exciting.
It was exciting, jerk. Pete Futak was on the phone.
I just want to win.
I don't know what he wants to win, but probably most of us do. And Patrick Manley of our pre and post, or a pregame show of the Bears.
Not only on the floor.
And Wade Randazzo, our old buddy who is living the dream as the Mets broadcaster. And he's going to battle it out with Mark Grody for true NLCS supremacy. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Kevin Zipak. Thank you so much, man. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Catch Jay and Shep tomorrow
at
Bernie's from 6 p.m. to midnight. Go hang out over there, watch the game, hear them pre, and hear them post.
Yeah, 3664 North Clark Street tomorrow. If you want to get some good food and some good talk in your system, the fellas will be out at Bernie's from 6 to midnight tomorrow. The Tito's Handmade Vodka Chicago Baseball Playoff Broadcast.
And now Boers and Bernstein are with us. They're at Big City Tap, 1010 West Belmont in the city. Ooh, right over there. Used to live right there.
Big City Tap.
Right around the corner at School in 7. Seminary right there. So I know that place. I don't think it was called Big City Tap when I was there. But hello, man.
Hello. Easy access because of proximity to the L stop. So anybody who wants to come out and enjoy an ice cold Bud Light or two
easy.
Is certainly welcome today because it's the perfect beer for whatever happens, and we are happening today.
The shift change that you are in the midst of, peoples, is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home tonight for craft beer night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. So you got the rebuild based on young arms and the rebuild based on young bats, and now they get to face off each other, two giant markets. I'm sure that MLB and the TV partners have to be very happy with this.
Well, yeah, I saw initially they had a game scheduled for an afternoon.
Yeah.
And then at some point, somebody ran down a hallway and said,
did you realize we got Chicago and New York?
Somebody's slamming a fist on a desk saying, this is Chicago and New York. How about a night game? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought maybe they'd be smitten with the Wrigley afternoon thing, and perhaps they were. Well, yeah, if you're going to be smitten with money, go that way.
Yeah, television networks are smitten with money.
Smitten with money. I'm trying to think about that.
And you know, the other thing, too, is that I was kind of hoping that the one thing I really liked about the Dodgers matchup is I think Don Mattingly's an idiot. It's soon to be fired.
Oh, that, I don't think there's nobody going to contest that.
I think Terry Collins can give him a run.
I think he's good. I think Terry Collins knows what he's doing, and that negates your managerial advantage because not entirely.
Totally,
but the one that you would have had over Mattingly was
Terry
was,
Collins.
I thoroughly disagree.
Yeah, no, I think Collins among the National League. If you look around the National League managers this year, if you compare him and probably just a low bar, but
I mean,
who would you have in your handful of National League managers in general, because so many of them were
Clint Hurdle, Bochy, Madden.
Madden and Bochy are
yeah, I just said those two.
Bochy's got three rings.
I just said all those three.
Right,
and the purple drank.
Matt Williams.
No, stop. I'm just kidding.
Right, but no, that's what you're talking about. Guys like Mattingly and Williams. I get you.
But don't. I think the gap between Madden and just about anybody else with a full arsenal, which he has a pretty damn good arsenal. The gap is pretty big, and the gap between he and Collins is big. I remember lots of weird and dumb things that Collins has done through the years. And in fact, last night he did not double switch
right.
when he used did a closer thing. He warmed up Syndergaard three different times. Yeah, probably threw about 70 innings in the pen and then used him only one inning. And it all worked out. Sometimes those things work out. But he's been questioned for years and years.
This was it.
Yeah. Yes.
This was Terry Collins' last chance.
You bet.
He's better than Mattingly, though.
Yeah, could be true. But I still think Madden is worlds better than Terry Collins. But we'll see what matters. What's going to matter is whether the Cubs' power hitters can do anything with those power arms. And I suspect that if anybody can, it's these guys. Fastballs can be 98, can be 99, but if they're hunting for them and they get them in the count that they want, they can do something with
them. Well, it's also they're so good at getting into pitch counts.
That's what
and
I mean.
If you make this about bullpens, I don't mind a few early strikeouts if it means you have some 8-9 pitch at bats in there, because they've been good at it all year.
Uh-huh.
I think the best way to negate some of this starting pitching is get them out in the sixth.
Yeah, absolutely. But what's interesting, and Ed just brought that up to Wayne, he said that they're all strike throwers. They try to get ahead. They're bred on the same stuff. Yeah. So if that's true, then they'll start hacking early.
You got to zone in on what you're looking for.
Look at Rizzo.
Not outguess yourself.
Do you know how often Rizzo gets down 0-2 or 1-2 and then fights his way back? Both home runs against Kevin Segrist. He got down 0-2 and then fought his way to a good spot. So they're not afraid to swing early. And Baez's home run against Lackey was first pitch. Here comes my fastball.
You mean like Jose Bautista swinging early?
I exit stage left when that happens. Because go ahead and have the conversation again.
We'll have time.
No, hopefully. You know what? I am completely in Jose's corner these days. We are friends. If you look at that swing, too, he did what so many coaches tell kids not to do. That was a
one arm,
a bucket step. I mean, he did the Al Simmons. He cleared that front hip by stepping in the bucket.
Well,
and he just opened that up and whipped it out of the park.
Since you brought it up. MLB Network did a thing the other night showing him with, because he was such a journeyman just all over the place, all these different teams, and he was an inside-out hitter. He was a guy trying to go opposite way, and they were like, you know what he was? He was like Avisail Garcia. And they're like, man, he can hit the
bad
ball.
Baseball.
Yeah. But it was like,
we have hope for Garcia to be knocking out 40 home runs a year in the future.
He's got to talk to Dwayne Murphy and start swinging earlier, Terry.
Swing early. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's what Bautista did.
I'm with that.
Whether he used or not, who the hell knows? I know for sure he started swinging earlier.
Well,
but that's not why you.
I'm sorry, I haven't been. I've been busy today, but I'm signing over my rights to Khloe Kardashian, so I have signing
God.
Over all my rights.
How would you?
So
like that?
I'm sorry,
told
I've been
you,
busy. Somebody told you right now that you'd be at death's door, all the multiple organ failure, and in charge of your estate is Khloe Kardashian.
That just tells you what.
How does that make you feel?
That just tells you what kind of troubled life you had.
Right.
That nobody's either the people that you've loved that you would trust have either died or you've never had those people in your life.
Right.
He didn't have in his life very long,
and the
divorce didn't finalize, so she is running the show. That's and thank God.
But
I
don't think Lamar has a lot. To be honest with you, at this point,
there's not much there.
Like Lamar was at rock bottom. There's talk about intravenous drug usage and all that other stuff as well. So I don't think Lamar.
Regina Rice is going to go sell his Lexus in Dixon. I know that. And then at some point,
wow.
Tom Ricketts will have to pay for his funeral. The bill's in the mail.
This shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home tonight for craft beer night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. What do you guys got for us today?
Oh, Chip Carey is going to join us.
Chip Carey.
Chip Carey at 2 o'clock.
Are you serious?
Why would